away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky look down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the poor baby wakes, but little Lord Jesus no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my side till morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever and love me.
Strangers who've come so many miles, they were told to follow the star up in the heavens, and it brought them to the stable of the little baby child. Could this be the kingdom of the high and mighty? Is this the ruler born here tonight? Should we lay our treasures here by the cradle? Oh, you must be the Savior, pretty little baby child. Sometimes the greatest of miracles come from the small. Together forever and ever, pretty little baby child. Mm-hmm. how it shines from his eyes. The angels were singing a hallelujah chorus to the Savior before us, pretty little baby child. Sometimes the greatest of miracles come from the small. Bring us together forever and ever, pretty little baby child. Forever and ever, pretty little baby child.
No! time ago in Bethlehem. So the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound and angels sing. Listen what they say. That man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. While shepherds watch their flock by night, them see a bright new shining star. Them hear a choir sing, the music seemed to come from afar. Now Joseph and his wife Mary come to Bethlehem that night. Then find no place to born she child, not a single room was in sight. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound and angels sing. Listen what they say. That man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. By and by they find a little nook in a stable all forlorn, and in a manger cold and dark Mary's little boy was born. Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound and angels sing. Listen what they say. That man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
When I was but a youngster, Christmas meant one thing, that I'd be getting lots of toys that day. Oh, I learned a whole lot different when Mother set me down and taught me to spell Christmas this way. See, is for the Christ child born upon this day. H for herald angels in the night. R means our Redeemer, that shone so bright. T is for three wise men, they who travel far. M is for the manger where he lay. A's for all he stands for. S means shepherds came, and that's why there's a Christmas day. And that's why there's a Christmas day.
Son of Mary. You know, I remember Christmases in Bedford Falls. That's where I grew up. Looking back 40, 45 years, that's what Springfield felt like back then. Bedford Falls. Remember the scene where Jimmy Stewart as George Bailey is running through the streets of Bedford Falls? It's a Wonderful Life. He's just discovered that his life did have meaning, and he's running through the street, wishing Merry Christmas to everyone and even the buildings. When I was a kid, that's what Springfield felt like. Snowbanks were much higher than they are now, and I didn't have to drive, so I didn't care. Times were a lot different back then. We didn't worry so much about the size of the gift. Sometimes we didn't even worry about the gift at all. It was the chance to be together with family and friends. And as a child, back then, if you got a bicycle for Christmas, man, you were in seventh heaven. And today, well, that wouldn't do. Today it's got to be Game Boys, and it's got to be $300 to $500 video games. It's instant gratification on the internet. Back then, we didn't have that. Back then, it was a big thing if you took two cans and put a piece of string in between them and talked on the telephone. Used to do that all the time. We thought that was pretty darn cool. We thought it was high tech. We didn't have computers back then. Didn't have fax machines back then. We certainly didn't have cell phones. Every family had a phone, and quite often it was a party line where you shared it with another family. Something's changed in our world. I remember Christmas lights on houses. They were simple, dignified displays, and today they have become bombastic explosions of light. And I think sometimes the lights on those houses, and I'm not talking just about Springfield, I'm talking everywhere, the lights on those houses are put up with no real thought, no real clear understanding of what those lights originally meant, what the purpose was, what it was designed for. In a way, I think we've let our kids down. We've allowed Christmas to become something too commercial, too exploitive, too much of everything, without enough thought given to the real purpose, the real reason for the day. I know this makes me sound like an old-timer. Well, maybe I am. But Christmas was supposed to be, and is supposed to be, about something sacred, about something wonderful, about the birth of a baby that would change the world, and did change the world. And today, amidst all the flash and glitter, and all the too many presents, and all the buy it here now stuff, and everything that goes with it, we've lost that meaning. We've lost that understanding. I long for the old Christmases. I miss those days.
Dressed in holiday style, in the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you'll hear silver bells. Blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene. And above all the bustle, you'll hear city.